Alex, we were just talking a little bit off mic about the work you've been putting in with Amir Johnson. And I mean, he has been playing unbelievably. Forget about just this season, but especially the last couple of weeks, we're starting to see his offensive game evolve quite a bit as well.
Well, and that's just a matter of getting the confidence. We know he's very athletic. He runs the floor well, but he has got very good technique when it comes to shooting the ball and finishing at the rim. It's just a matter of getting the confidence now. And the last few weeks, you've seen that. He's getting the confidence to shoot the ball when he's got the shot or take a guy to the basket. You know, there are not many opportunities with the offensive guys that we've got, the scorers on our team. But when he gets them, he's got to be ready. And that's what, you know, that's what I try and get him to do. Just be ready when it happens.
Was that in him and you had to pull it out, or did you have to teach him?
A little of both. You know, he's got the skill. He didn't have the confidence, so he had to pull it out of him. But as you do it and you get comfortable, you get that. It's like I remember Ali talking about when you get that one punch in, he's, hey, I got that one in, you feel better.
Right.
You get another one in, and then you get another one, and you get more comfortable doing it. And I think that's what's happening with Amir right now.
How much does his energy on the defensive end and maybe plays that he makes defensively feed that offense as well? Were you just talking about Ali, where you kind of like, all right, I got a bit of a sweat going.
You're right. That defensive energy that he brings, it helps him because, you know, he gets a steal or gets a block and he starts running the floor. There's not many big guys that can keep up with him, or small guys. And he runs the floor so well, and he gets that easy shot. You get the easy one, and then later on, if you get an opportunity to get a jump shot, it's a lot easier because you got that first shot in the basket, and that's been big for Amir.
You know, I don't mean to make you single out one guy. I'm sure if you didn't agree with one of the calls to any one of the players, you'd jump up to their defense. But last night, Amir trying to draw the charge at half court, he gets called for the foul, and man, you were the first one leaping off the bench, coming to defense of your guy.
Well, I it was another reason for that as well, because in the first half we'd gotten called twice for what seemed like the same call.
Right.
And the official told me, well, you know, the guy doesn't have, you don't have to give him space. You know, he's just got to have his 2 feet down. And when Amir did that, they called the charge on him. When they did it, they didn't call the charge. So they gave us charges against it. So, you know, it was just a matter of the officiating, a little discrepancy with the officiating.
Let me just ask you one more regarding Amir. How much do you think Calderon has helped Amir as well? Because it seems like the two of them have had a nice little synergy and chemistry in that second unit.
Well, I think it's Calderon and Amir. I think Marco does a good job of knowing where he's at, and also Turkoglu. You know, he's just one of those guys that, you know, if he's involved in the pick and roll and you see him out of the corner of your eye rolling to the basket, all you got to do is put it up. And I think that's the synergy that they've developed with Amir.
When you look at this game tonight specifically, Alex, coming off the loss last night, it was one of those, you know, you hope at least one of those blips on the radar for this team that has been playing so well of late. Are teams like this, though, New Jersey, are these games dangerous in a sense that they're maybe not as bad as their record indicates, or you worry about maybe playing down to the level of your competition a bit?
Well, we know they're not as bad as their record. You know, they've got Devin Harris back now, who's a very, very talented point guard. Jarvis Hayes has been shooting the ball well, and, you know, Lopez in the middle. I think he's probably one of the best scoring big guys in the league. Yee is back now. He wasn't with them the last time. He's a pretty good – he's another seven-footer that shoots the ball well from the outside. And, you know, when I think of our team, I say, well, we've got two of the best big guys in the league because they both can score, and they've got two guys that are similar. I think our guys are probably more mature in their game, but that makes them a very dangerous squad. And then us being shorthanded like we will be tonight, you know, it's going to be, next guy step up and do what he's supposed to do.
Is that what bit the team a little bit last night? Just the depth wasn't there, and the intensity, at least defensively, wasn't there from the beginning, and you kind of got down early and it just snowballed?
Well, I think it's a part of it. You know, we depend a lot on Turkoglu, even though he haven't had the greatest season so far this year. But what he does do is he stretches the defense. He's a big point forward, so to speak, because he comes off screen and rolls, and he can see the floor. He can see that guy that's empty, that's over in the corner by himself, and he can get the ball there. And then the young fella, the rookie, DeMar has given us that energy to start with. You know, he's fearless going to the basket, yeah. And he gives us a lot, and we're missing that right now. So, you know, not having him, and then tonight not having Jose, it's going to be tough. But then, like I said, the next guy in line, you got to step up.
Last question for you. I plead my ignorance here. When you mentioned Turkoglu, did you ever have to wear a mask in your career at any point?
I never had to wear a mask. I had my nose broken a couple of times. I understand his fracture is a little different. It's an orbital bone, and it's a little different when you get your nose. I mean, I got my nose broken one night by Darryl Dawkins, and a week later, I mean, he pushed it to one side, and a week later, Larry Bird pushed it back to the other side. So, hey, it's all a part of the game to me.
Oh, well, Larry straightened it back out for you then, right?
Well, no, he pushed it a little further than I wanted it to go.
All right, thanks a lot, Alex.
Okay.